Hello, and welcome to our second podcast on Mercer's 2015 National Survey for Employer-Sponsored Health Plans. Today, I'm with Beth Umland, the Director of Research for Health and Benefits here at Mercer. And today, Beth and I are going to be talking about money, specifically cost increases in healthcare and those trends over this past year and kind of what you can be thinking about as you are trying to hold down your own healthcare costs in the year ahead. So thank you, Beth, for being with us.
Thank you, Allison. Good to be here.
So, Beth, it seems that the health cost trend has sort of leveled out in the past couple of years. We saw that healthcare cost trend was really going up and kind of hit a peak in the early 2000s. Kind of was going down a little bit. Employers were sort of settling on 6% as their kind of healthcare cost increase year over year, which was, you know, at a cost far outpacing inflation, but it seemed like that was sort of the best they could do. But now we've seen that that's leveled off actually around 3-4%. So it's actually getting quite a bit better than people thought maybe 5 or 10 years ago. So can you tell us a little bit about what's behind this trend?
I will certainly try. First thing that's good to keep in mind is that, you know, a trend is an average. And I always like to kind of go behind the averages to see a little bit what's happening in the world of individual employers. And one thing we saw this year is that, yes, while the trend has been at historically low levels for the past few years, we even had a year where it was as low as 2.1%, and now it's chugging along at between 3 and 4%. But there's definitely variation by employer. And one thing we've seen is that this year anyway, larger employers had a lower trend than smaller employers. And large employers typically have a little bit more flexibility in the types of cost management strategies that they can employ. But even when you look at just the large employers, what's interesting is that while just under a third had a really great year, they had, you know, flat costs or even a cost decrease, there was another segment, like almost 20%, who had very high cost increases of 10% or more. So it's interesting that there's such variation in the experience of employers, even when the overall trend is looking pretty good.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds like there are a lot of employers and probably a lot of people listening that have work to do when it comes to keeping their cost growth down. So what can employers do, any employer, large or small? Are there any sorts of best practices that they can follow to keep those costs down?
Yeah, well, certainly in the last few years, we have seen an enormous amount of activity, cost management activity by employers across the spectrum. It has been one of the busiest periods in my memory, and I've been doing this for a long time. Part of this has been some pressure from health reform and the excise tax. Employers didn't want to hit that tax threshold, so they've been doing a lot of work to try to keep costs down. So that's been one of the factors that's been kind of motivating them even more than usual to work on cost management. But I think what we have found from looking at a whole range of things that employers can do is that it really isn't just one thing. There's not a single magic bullet that cures your cost problems once and for all. In fact, there really are kind of three main areas that employers focus on when they're looking to manage cost, sort of plan design and the benefit delivery structure. There's employee well-being. One of the best ways to hold down costs is to have a healthier workforce. And then now on the cutting edge are employers looking at sort of care delivery and intervening in how employees, the types of care that employees receive, so to get them more cost-efficient, higher quality care. So, and in fact, we did an analysis, which might be interesting to talk about for a minute here, where we identified 25 things, 25 cost management practices that employers are using. And these were things we asked about in the survey. And we divided up all the survey respondents, and we got about 2,500 of them, based on how many of these things that they did. And this might be under the plan design category. Maybe it's offer a consumer-directed health plan. It's integrating voluntary benefits with core benefits. Steering members to a specialty pharmacy for specialty drugs. Drugs are a big cost driver these days. Under the employee well-being side, you know, what kinds of programs are you offering? Do you have an environment that promotes physical activity? And under care delivery, it's things like centers of excellence or telemedicine or accountable care organizations, which some of the larger employers are exploring these days. But be that as may, it's a broad spectrum of cost management strategies, and we divided up all the respondents based on how many of those they did into quartiles. So, you know, a group at the bottom did 7 or fewer of these things. That was a fourth of the respondents. And at the top end, we had another fourth that are doing 16 or more of these 25 plus best practices. And then we compared the costs of the employers who are doing the fewest things with the employers that are doing the most things. And, you know, we've done this analysis for 4 years in a row now, and each year what we found was the employers that are doing more of these cost management tactics have lower costs per employee, and maybe even more significantly, they have a lower trend. This year, the folks who were doing the most cost management strategies had a trend of under 3%, 2.9%, and the folks who were doing the fewest had a trend of 3.8%. So that's kind of encouraging. It sort of shows that health costs are hard to manage, but they are not impossible to manage.
Okay, great. Thank you, Beth. I think we will end on this positive note. So thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.